USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Several states have begun administering the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine once again after an 11-day pause. The FDA and CDC lifted the pause on Friday night after a CDC advisory panel recommended readministering the shots. The panel had investigated a possible link between the vaccine and several cases of rare blood clots, emphasizing that the vaccine's benefits outweigh the possible risks. Dr. Bill Moss with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News about the group that should be most concerned about any possible side effects.
Women between the ages of 18 and 49 years of age. That's the group that seems to be at highest risk for this very rare potential adverse event following receipt of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
And India is experiencing a massive second wave of coronavirus infections, recording nearly 1 million new cases in the last 3 days. Health officials have warned that the country's health system is near collapse as some hospitals are running out of medical oxygen. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden is expected to propose an increase in the capital gains tax up to nearly 40%. That's near double the current rate. The hike will reportedly be part of his American Families Plan that will propose billions in tax credits for family and domestic programs. Senator Steve Daines says that using tax hikes to pay for this plan would damage jobs. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the better thing for the economy would be a cut to the capital gains tax rate.
What Biden is suggesting here, these massive increases to capital gains, is exactly the wrong thing to do if you want to keep job growth occurring and wages increasing. It's shocking. You'll see the fact that you add, of course, then this new rate that Biden proposes, plus the Medicare 3.8% surcharge, plus the state taxes, we'll have capital gains rates north of 50%. That is going in absolutely the wrong direction. Anything we should be doing is we should be cutting capital gains taxes, not more than doubling them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Tragic news from Indonesia's Navy as they say their missing submarine, built in the mid-70s, has imploded. Wendy King has the details.
Indonesia's Navy said it found debris from their lost submarine. This indicates the vessel with 53 people aboard sank in a very deep area of the Bali Sea. Search crews have been looking for the German-made submarine, the Nangola, since it went missing Wednesday about 60 miles just north of Bali. It was descending to conduct torpedo drills, but it was built to withstand a pressure of up to 500 meters. But sonar indicated it sank to a depth of 850 meters. The investigation concluded that the submarine had imploded and cracked under the pressure exerted from the depth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the Maryland Public University System has become the latest higher education system to require its students and faculty to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before returning to campus in the fall. The 12-school system says it's about 135,000 undergraduate students and 41,000 graduate students will need to receive a vaccination in order to return to campus. Exemptions will be made for medical or religious reasons. Schools across the country have been telling students they'll need their shots next semester, with some leaving the decision up to them. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.